You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is a corporate news kind of day. Some days you get economic indicators to start the program. Some days you get market news. Today, we got companies, big companies too. So let us just tick through the list here, shall we? Energy leads the way. Kind of surprising news out of ExxonMobil's annual shareholder meeting today. Ticker symbol XOM, by the way. Turns out a hedge fund, a relatively small-ish hedge fund called Engine Number One, which holds a very small slice of ExxonMobil's stock, has convinced some other much bigger shareholders that they should put a couple of Engine Number One's candidates on that company's board of directors. Candidates that would, and this is the important part, force Exxon to cut back on its fossil fuel strategy and investments and do more about climate change. It sounds insidery, I suppose, a little bit of corporate governance, but it is a very big deal. Also, and related, a court over in the Netherlands today ordered Royal Dutch Shell to cut its carbon emissions by 45% within the next 9 years, which is basically like tomorrow in corporate time. All right, moving on. Big Wall Street bank CEOs were on Capitol Hill today, virtually, of course, that is. It was about what you'd expect from one of those five witnesses, a dozen or more senators asking questions kind of hearings. Inflation is on their minds, it turns out. Nothing new there. Housing's in a bit of a bubble. Nothing really new there either, that kind of thing. Although, should be said, Elizabeth Warren, Senator of Massachusetts, did give J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon a good going over about overdraft fees and the $1.5 billion that J.P. Morgan collected of them in the past year. And at Amazon's annual meeting, AMZN, of course, Jeff Bezos said July 5th is going to be his last day as CEO. That was a trick headline because it is not the Amazon news of the day. After a week or two of rumors, the company said today it is going to buy MGM Studios for $8.5 billion. That's all in with debt. Yes, it is a big-ish mergers and acquisitions story, but as with so much other news of late, this is at least as much a tech story. So we have gotten Molly Wood on the phone. She is the host of Marketplace Tech when she's not busy doing my job when I'm sick. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
Well, you know, I appreciate you. I appreciate you coming in. So look.
Thanks, man.
It is a tech story, and tech and Amazon, it's got to be Amazon Prime, which is at the root of this deal, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think we would be mistaken if we said this is Amazon's attempt to beat Netflix, right? Or yes, become Netflix. Certainly, streaming video as a business model has more than proven itself. It's been interesting for a while that Amazon has made good shows, clearly, and created its own content for its Amazon video streaming service, but hasn't tried to acquire a big library until now. And I think what this ultimately is a very expensive way to get people in the door and want to pay for that Prime subscription, which is where Amazon makes a lot of money, and also maybe pay a little bit, like we talked about on Make Me Smart, pay a little bit here and there to subscribe to other services like Showtime or Cinemax. I mean, Amazon does a tidy little business as almost a leads generator for other streaming services, too.
Right. Make Me Smart, of course, the podcast that we do together, should you be in the mood for a podcast, listeners out there. We talked about the story at the morning meeting this morning, and I think Michael Lipkin, actually, your producer, said it's about stickiness for Amazon Prime, right? They want to get people in and give them just another reason to stick around. Forget the free delivery, forget all that stuff, and maybe that $100 or so dollars a year ain't so bad if you get all these movies, too.
Exactly. And you have seen people sort of start to grumble about the price of Prime going up as it has over the couple of years. Then if you only think of it as paying for free shipping, it does start to feel like, well, is this really worth it? I can get free shipping from Target. It is not about e-commerce. Prime is about the idea that once you have subscribed and you're part of this ecosystem, you get all of these different benefits. And, you know, probably, yes, there's a little bit of Hollywood dabbling here. Also, in the Amazon shareholder meeting today, Jeff Bezos, in addition to announcing his retirement date, said that they plan to use this MGM catalog and develop, you know, intellectual property, new shows around it, extend it into new entertainment.
Yeah, which is the name of the game, the IP. So you said they're not competing with Netflix, right? So Reed Hastings and Ted Sarandos aren't necessarily nervous about this deal. Bob Iger, the executive chairman of Disney, but really functioning mostly as the chief executive officer, is probably not nervous about this deal. What if you're like Peacock or Hulu?
Yeah, then I think you really have to worry. Unless you can get a great deal for placement within Amazon Prime, you know, subscribe to Peacock or Hulu through Amazon Prime. And that is one of the ways that I think Amazon is trying to deflect some of the antitrust worries about this, is by saying, listen, we're not that big in streaming. We don't intend to be, you know, the only name in video streaming. And look at all of the ways that we offer consumers to subscribe to our competitors through our service. As long as they keep doing that, I think they hope they can keep the antitrust boogeyman off their backs.
Yeah. Molly Wood, she of many hats in this production shop. Thanks, Molly. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Guy.
This afternoon, in fact, on the podcast. Anyway.
I'll be there.
All right, good. Me too. All right, moving on. You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to start a new business, you got to have some guts. And in no industry right now, I think you can fairly say, are more guts required than in commercial aviation. Which is why it's interesting there's a new airline taking off tomorrow, Breeze Airways. It's going to fly mostly in the south and east, departs Tampa at 10:30 Eastern, bound for Charleston, South Carolina, if you're in the mood. Avelo Airlines started flying just last month here out west. So, marketplace of Samantha Fields has more now on the risks and potential rewards of post-pandemic aviation.
Establishing a new airline in the U.S. is not easy.
The risks are huge. You know, the graveyard of failed startup airlines in the U.S. is large and deep.
Edward Russell covers the industry for Skift and Airline Weekly, and he says for one thing, there's intense competition.
Major airlines often come in and will add flights on routes that these startup carriers add.
That is already happening to Avelo, he says, on some of its brand new routes. Starting and running an airline also just costs a lot of money, says Savi Saith, an industry analyst at Raymond James, which is a marketplace underwriter.
Aircraft are expensive.
And so are fuel and labor. But in some ways, Saith says, coming out of a pandemic is probably one of the best possible times to launch a new leisure-focused airline.
Because of the success of the vaccines and people having been locked in for a long time, there's a lot of pent-up demand here for leisure travel.
So much pent-up demand, in fact, that a Wells Fargo economist estimates 4.5 years of travel spending could happen in the next 9 months. Breeze Airways CEO David Neeleman also says the pandemic has helped bring down at least one of its big startup costs.
We got some planes for a really good price, so that helps our costs.
The airline has also automated a lot of things, he says, and everyone answering customer questions.
They're working in their homes, and that allows you to keep your costs low.
It's the first time in a while that two new airlines are entering the market, and Véronique de Rougy at George Mason University's Mercatus Center says,
it seems like a pretty great deal for consumers. Consumers are going to have way more choice.
For cheaper flights, at least for now. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.